can you think of any of the examples where the military was reluctant to listen to the advice of the Rad Lab?
I guess I really can't. I've just heard people make that comment. I know when we took the, when the production GCAs went to Europe, long before we got there, the, what was called the Army Airways and something, AAC, Army Airways Communications Service, or something like that, AACS, who had devised the general air traffic control system. But it was based on, they did a lot of work out in Texas, where there was an airport here and 100 miles away there was another airport or something like that. And they got over to England, and of course there was an airport about over 5 miles, tucked in and rolling on the hills and everything. And the British had worked out how to handle traffic in the great density. And there was a big fight about how it should be handled. This is hearsay, telling what I heard when I got over there. And they went to the mat instead of adapting the British system. They went to the mat. Big powerful U.S., I suppose. And Eisenhower ruled against them, or somebody did.
Mm-hmm.
Wisely. And I guess they weren't very gallant in the accepting of the thing. And they were banned from the combat theater. You know, they were just in such disrepute. So when the first GCA arrived, this was their first chance to get back into the theater. They had a big contingent in Paris. So, Albrecht and I and the captain and three sergeants who were assigned to help introduce new equipment too. By the way, that was a very good operation. We took the equipment up waiting for the crew to the first airfield assigned to. And we had, the crew was going to be a second lieutenant and 16 men. And AACS sent a first lieutenant and 17 men to administrate this crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, talking about it on the way in the airport. And I said, I remember looking at the traffic. Well, so they set up this great big communication post and so forth, supposedly to help this crew. And I'm looking at it, but about 90% of it dealt with keeping care of the crew that was there to take care of of the other. And I think that was the case. Well, they were closely, my personal experience came to being resistant. They used the opportunity, but they never really believed in the GCA. They had tied their fate to what was back in those days called the SCS 51, those beam landing systems. In fact, its successor, a couple of generations removed, is what's used commercially now.
Mm-hmm. Arthur Clark was one of the Brits involved in all this, but he believed in it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Brits were very, very strongly behind it.
Oh.
And most of the Americans were. Both, if I can think of it. Example is this AACS group over in Europe. They were very good in the Pacific, by the way, where they had plenty of space and they were involved in everything. And all the GCAs were assigned to them in both theaters and all